College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Our buddy Phil has a commitment to excrement, I think. So that's what he does. And, you know, he'll, no matter how bad his teams are. And how about poor Dougie P down there?
Dougie P in the 3-10. Was that the Pop-Tart Bowl yesterday, by the way, Tony Bruno?
I think it was, yes.
Yeah, I think it was. That was bad. See, here's the difference.
By the way,
though,
are you ready for the bogus bowl season?
Yes.
College bowl games?
I'll be gambling on every one of them, probably.
That's all I keep seeing on my Twitter feed this morning are people posting all of their unbelievable parlays.
Yeah.
There was one that if you bet all the top players with two or more touchdowns, you would have won like $220 million.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not bad.
It's unbelievable, man.
Stocker, you got to start finding some long shots to give out for your FanDuel bets.
I haven't won a parlay since June, I think. Seriously, I'm on the longest losing streak ever.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Monday Night has lost his luster. You know what I'm saying?
That ended 35 years ago. What are you talking about?
Mr. Monday Night. No, I've been cranking for multiple years.
Yeah, Mr. Monday Night was just great until recently.
All of a sudden, I don't know what happened.
Mr. Monday Night isn't doing well. His drone won't get up.
Uh-oh. my God. Well, Robin, I was always told it's not the size of the drone, it's how you fly it.
No, that was a Hawk Tua Bowl that one last night down there in Jacksonville. Duval! Well, thank you, 91.6ers.
We'll continue.
By the way, I have also made another commitment.
Yeah.
That I will not watch another 76er game until all five starting players are back in the lineup and complete one game.
Yeah. So that's what, mid-March?
Once again, safe to watch the 76ers play.
My God. Jared McCain's out with a torn meniscus.
Everybody's out.
Yeah. It's crazy. The one bright spot the Sixers have had this season is...
Do you believe that the starting five have not played one game, a complete game together?
Disgraceful.
One single game?
Yeah, let's build a new stadium for them in the city.
How did that thing go last Friday where everybody was driving to the city for the simulation of what the traffic would look like if you're going to Market Street?
Yeah.
No, Dawn said, Dawn reported, I think, on Friday's news that everything was, you know, as expected. There was a logjam of traffic, but nobody did anything dumb like, you know, super gluing their hands to the concrete.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I would have ran them over with my truck.
Yeah.
The other thing that's annoying today, I got to rip Pittsburgh Steeler fans. I mean, you lost the game. They're making all these excuses. Oh, the Eagles had all the calls. They were punching guys. The stinking Steelers had 11 plays in the second half combined.
Mm-hmm.
They had 62 yards on 11 plays. The Eagles had 47 plays, 209 yards, controlled the clock for 24 minutes, and then the last 10 and a half minutes put on a clinic of a drive from the three and ran the clock out, and the Steelers punted down two scores in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a break.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Go beat the stinking Baltimore Ravens this weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
I feel for him.
Back to the protesters gluing their hands and everything.
Yeah.
There's practically nothing I like about the European police force right now because they're all crazy, especially in the UK. But the one thing that I do wish that we could bring here to the United States is the water cannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
For all the protesters?
Oh, man.
Every time, like any of the protesters or if somebody like if the Muslims like stop traffic so that they can pray, they're doing that all over Europe now and in Canada. If they start that here, I think that the water cannon is the way to go.
Absolutely.
Well, and my whole thing with this, especially during the, you know, the pro-Gaza protests, you can protest anything you want. It's, you know, free speech. I'm all for that. Just don't obstruct my ability to get from point A to point B.
Exactly.
That's the part that's infuriating. A, because I get road rage.
Yeah.
But B, for the more important stuff out there, you know, you never know if somebody's in an ambulance, somebody's mm-hmm. pregnant, somebody's on the way to an emergency, and you got these bozos out there that don't even know what the hell they're protesting, and they shut down a city for three hours.
That happened in 2020 during the pandemic and the George Floyd riots on the Vine Street Expressway. They would do sideshows and stop the whole street down. And do all these stupid, spin outs on the road and burn rubber.
The Palestinian protesters are marching through Christmas parades where kids are like going to look at Santa Claus.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Just get the water cannon out. Get rid of them.
That's right.
I have no sympathy.
That's right. I agree, Robin. Don't tolerate any crap. All right, let's get to this last story. We're going to play more of Stalker's Cut Sheet coming up.
Greg worked all weekend. While you were going out golfing and watching WrestleMania, whatever the hell was on this weekend.
Saturday night's main event. What do you mean WrestleMania? Yeah, You're off by 4 months, Bruno. Come on.
Thank you, Tony.
What was it the other night that you were watching then? What was this wrestling show?
Saturday night's main event.
Friday night SmackDown.
Oh, boy.
Friday night SmackDown?
Yeah.
he's like a 12-year-old.
That's right. I know what I like, and I know what I don't.
We have that in this house, too, but it's a little different.
Yeah. Friday night beatdown. Come into our house, you get yourself a beatdown, not a SmackDown.
Yeah. you'd have to reference you'd have to go back to the sports days with Bruno and I to reference what he just did there with the Lamar. You were going Lamar Thomas on us for all.
Absolutely. Your Miami Hurricanes against the FIU.
That's good knowledge.
Great, great game from the past. My friend.
Damn right. I don't know if you guys recall this story, but this is an interesting update. I mentioned in the big take today with Biden and the pardons and the clemency and commuting sentences, he's now over 8,000. He still has a month to go. But in his 1,500 clemency requests, one of which he just granted, he granted clemency to the Kids for Cash judge. If you recall this story,
where
they were convicted in 2011 of running a for-profit, we'll call it a ring, or lack thereof a better phrase, for for-profit juvenile detention. And I remember when I was out of radio in 2016, because I had voice issues, I worked part-time. Well, it was full-time, but it was like a four-month gig until I found my next radio job. I was working for Northampton County Juvenile Detention Center. And this story was talked a lot about behind closed doors. And this is one of those things where Biden is just basically giving all of these get-out-of-jail-for-free cards to the tune of four times as many as Obama did. And even Josh Shapiro, the Pennsylvania governor, coming out and saying, Biden and this administration are getting it wrong on this one. I'm not sure if you guys recall the story or if you saw the story over the weekend.
Absolutely.
I watched the documentary on it.
Oh, so they made a documentary.
I was living there when this all happened.
Okay.
Yeah, it is one of the most disgusting stories.
And he's not the only one. I mean, Shapiro's, again, he's trying to become the presidential nominee for the Democrats in 2028. So he's playing his cards smart right now. He's saying all the right things. But the bottom line is, you know, this stuff, you look at the rest of the people he's pardoning. He's pardoning Chinese spies and people who led to the death of others with fentanyl, people who were giving people fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. This story is remarkable because the judge, Michael Conahan, he was part of this sweeping 1,500 pardon program that Biden is doing right now.
Yep.
And if you remember, the detention centers in 2011, funneling juveniles for for-profit, raked in more than $2 million in kickbacks. And he was sentenced to 17 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to racketeering and RICO charges, which he got nailed on at the federal level by U.S. attorney. I forget who the attorney was for the Middle District of Pennsylvania. But this guy was toast, and now he gets a pardon when we're put. I mean, we talk about, I was always under the impression, the belief, I was educated at Temple, I got my criminal justice degree. The point of juvenile detention facilities is to rehabilitate minors. Because exactly. It's not really about rehabilitating adults, because we know like the recidivism rate is higher than 50%. And you're running a for-profit operation to lock up minors, and then Joe Biden lets you off the hook? Could you imagine if the roles were reversed and Trump had did that?
Oh, exactly.
And one of the kids, it could have been more, but there was one in particular, because the woman went right up to the judge. This kid, because he felt so helpless and hopeless, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And this mother went up to the judge when he was being arraigned and was yelling at him. That made the news. And that's when I first heard about it and started looking into it, and then saw the whole documentary or the news feed about it.
Yeah, to your point, Kids for Cash was created, yeah, a documentary in 2013.
Yep.
It's got a 92% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. It is a sick, because the rules regarding juveniles are different than with adults.
Yep.
And the judge has complete authority, mm-hmm, as to what can happen to them.
That's what happens in Philly when the kids are arrested. They're juveniles, and then they're not tried as criminals. It was like 14-year-olds right outside the City Hall's skating rink over the weekend.
Yeah.
Three 14-year-olds shooting at each, mm-hmm, other. Right there in the Rothman Rink, right in front of City Hall, where the Christmas Village is, mm-hmm, in broad daylight.
Yeah. I mean, and like, if a juvenile did something, let's just say jaywalking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or riding their skateboard on someplace that they're not supposed to ride, and they were taken in, the judge had sole discretion as to what could happen to them. And he did. And he put them in these juvenile detention centers and got the kickbacks.
Yep.
It's an outrage.
It's horrible.
That guy should be in the electric chair, not getting a pardon. And I would throw the switch.
Oh. Soccer would be great at that.
What?
Being the electric chair switch thrower.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a great role for you.
Executioner.
I would love to be an executioner. Yeah. I would love it. I wish they had those jobs, because I would come back and...
Yeah,
that would be
now,
my next
Greg,
career.
Would you wear the yes, executioner hood?
Everything. Or, all yeah, of it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he would look like Demolition from the '80s, the wrestling character.
Oh my God!
Not the great Undertaker and Kane. Those guys. Those
exactly.
Those guys are the best. Man.
Damn right. 855-839-1210. Let's grab a call before we get to the morning mystery movie clip. We've got Jersey Jim Pizzone on the phone, not the Pizzone from Pizza Hut, which is a terrible version of the calzone for $7.99.
I agree.
Yeah, good morning, guys. What I wanted to talk about was the drones and why there are so many questions without answers. And it has a lot to do with our form of government. Remember that at the state level, at the federal level, there's an executive branch, then there's a legislative branch. The executive branch is totally missing in the state of New Jersey. The governor, I don't know what he's doing, but he's not really making any statements. The president's worried about the pardons. So what we tend to do is, when we have questions, ask the legislators. Well, the problem with our form of government is that in an emergency, the executive branch is the only branch that can take action. The folks right, that are legislators, they have as much to say and do about it as you, me, and the people at Wawa getting coffee. But they're nice to interview. And they give answers that are absolutely meaningless. But yeah. And as a former mayor in the city of Burlington, we had emergencies. We had the Emergency Operations Center. We had public service was going to blow to kingdom come. We had hostages and hurricanes. You open up the Emergency Operations Center, you bring the key people in, fire, police, emergency, whatever you have at your disposal. And at the state level, they have the Regional Operations Center. And when they had last week that, they announced that they were going to have a meeting. I felt that all the administration would be there. They'd have a plan, and they'd explain the plan, because the general public deserves at least an explanation of what you're dealing with and what you plan to do, and then some updates. We're getting none of that because in the absence of leadership, chaos and panic take over as the leaders, and that's exactly what's happening now.
But Jim, is there any doubt in your opinion, and I'm just going to throw out what I think is a hypothesis here, you tell me if you think this is valid or not, is there any doubt that you don't think that guys like Murphy and Shapiro and any of the governors, especially the Democrat governors in these states that have had drone flyovers, don't you think they've been briefed by the federal government or federal agencies on the truth as to what is going on here, and told when they get asked and they do their media appearances to go out there and put on a spin and give them a bunch of lip service? Do you think that's a plausible scenario that just played out?
That's exactly a plausible scenario, but I think we can come up with a thousand other plausible scenarios. And whatever it is, if they were briefed, they don't. Anytime something happens, I can tell you, because I was mayor for 8 years, public safety director. You need to have a statement for the press. I hate to say it that way, but you need to give enough information that's reasonable that people can believe. Now, there might be reasons, confidentiality, ongoing investigation, that you can't give all the information. But for them to say there's no danger and we don't know what these things are, that to me is absurd.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Jim, thank you so much for the phone call. And I know Stocker's got a piece of audio that he wants to play here.
So, Sean, this is cut 23 here. Adam Kinzinger, all of our favorite. Tony.
Tony's got heartburn today.
I just like to hear Tony's reactions whenever I ring these people
up. When I see
up.
That guy's face, I want to fight him. I want to knock him out.
Well, guys, he spent a couple days looking at the videos. And he can confidently say what the New Jersey drones are.
Okay.
Or the drones flying over New Jersey are. Sean, my friend, will you roll this, please?
What I'm hearing from FBI is we don't see a threat here. And look, honestly, every video I've seen, and I've spent the last couple of days looking at every one of these videos, every video I have seen on Twitter, on the internet, are all airplanes. They're literally all airplanes. Yeah. Some of them will show an airplane that's kind of stable out there and says that's a drone. And actually, it's an airplane flying towards you at 30,000 feet. And I can see the lighting on it. And if there are drones out there, by the way, and if any of these pictures that they have shown are actual drones, these drones then are complying with FAA lighting requirements, a green on the right, a red on the left with a strobe. And so it's not Iran. It's not aliens if there are drones. My guess is if there are drones, again, because, again, all I've seen are airplanes, then it is more than likely some company that's out testing drones or something like that and has no requirement to tell the public that they're doing it because they're actually operating these things legally. There have been no accusations of illegal operations. By the way, as a pilot myself, I can fly over a military base whenever I want. Those restrictions don't exist. So
no, you can't.
I think there's a lot of mass hysteria, and I've heard stories of people pointing lasers at these quote-unquote drones, and then the drones' lights go off.
Yeah.
Actually, let's be clear. I've been lased as a pilot before.
Lased.
You're supposed to turn off all your lights once you get lased.
Shame so you haven't been tased.
Because it can actually damage your eyes.
Lased? Is that a word? I've been lased?
Well, it has to be lased because he ain't getting laid.
By the way, I will wasn't once...
Wasn't he the guy in Kiev? Remember he was he did that phony thing that he was the something of Kiev?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first guy that should be locked up day one by Trump. This guy is the biggest scumbag rhino in history. And now that he's out of Congress, he's all of a sudden all over CNN and MSNBC.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
He
I
should
can't
get
look
laid,
at him
though.
Without picturing him crying.
He is.
I mean, I just said I cannot unsee that face where he's like,
you know what he needs to get, Tony? He needs to get bro ice.
Bro.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
By the way, I just sent you a clip of what the drones look like and how much they look like airplanes.
Okay.
Greg, I don't know if you have that.
Okay.
Or somebody can pull it up.
But we'll get it for you.
It really looks like an airplane.
Yeah.
All right.
It looks like a fold-up airplane.
Right.
But a bigger one.
Is this the maybe this is the one, Sean? If you want to roll it, I don't know if this is the one you're talking about.
Is this right here? Oh, is this where the croc eats it?
This is why they don't.
Oh, that's awesome! That's
why
awesome.
You don't mess around with drones.
That is awesome.
Oh.
Man,
they're not down here.
That is amazing. That is an amazing piece of video.
That is why
and
the drones
why we
choose
love
Jersey.
The Gators down here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's great. Watch the gator. The gator's head is out of the water
yep.
in a pond.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
And here comes the drone, and watch him up. He goes, and boom! He went up higher than Saquon Barkley. And he did a backspin. Wow.
So that is why they don't have, they're not flying those drones down here. But then the other clip, the other link that I sent was what the drones look like and how much they look like a little small aircraft. That's how come when you're seeing it, a lot of people saying, oh, it's just an airplane. No, they're drones.
It's not what Adam Kinzinger is telling us.
And you see that head of that gator come out, man.
Yeah, I'm out.
You know, it's great to be a Florida gator.
Damn right.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We have Jeremy Burke in studio today with his daughter, Erin. Now, Jeremy is wrapping up his week of taking the Kale & Company official flag and flying it on his truck for Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. He's got it right there. I'm not sure if we can get a camera on him. We've got Newman Price is in here. Newman Price, another Newman big contributor. Price. Yes.
Yes.
And Newman. He is going to be taking the flag in the handoff. Now, what's interesting to note here, Tony Bruno, as your boy Vin Scully would say, Jeremy Burke actually has fraternal twin daughters.
What?
Just like I do. And his daughter, who's right over here tucked into the corner, wearing like a perfume, which, by the way, is starting to gag me. You went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume.
Wait a minute. Is it the Trump fight cologne?
It does smell like the Trump fight cologne. She spent $199 retail on that, and Jeremy just found out about it now.
Yeah.
His daughter is named Erin, which happens to be my sister's name.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
What a bizarre
world.
Can
you do a DNA test in the studio?
Yes.
Confirm?
Is Maury Povich here? So now we've got Newman here. All right, so we've got the camera on Newman.
Yeah.
You want to see this Newman guy.
Yes, he's waving right there. He's got the Eagles.
There he is. Where is he sitting?
No, the camera's right in front of you guys. Here, right here. You see it?
Hey. Yeah, what's he sitting on top of? He's a big man.
He's a big dude.
Here, wait, I'd be remiss if I can't say woo.
Yeah. We have I think the microphone is on.
Yes. Both, all the mics are
okay.
On.
Okay, as you can tell, this is a well-oiled machine here.
Yeah.
We're going to do the handoff.
Yep.
This is Jeremy.
Where's the flag?
Jeremy,
Flag?
Yeah, see if you guys can spread the flag. Spread it wide.
Yes.
Spread it out there.
There we go. Look at that.
There you go.
Nice.
Kale & Company.
Very nice.
Free speech lives here. Weekdays, awesome. 6 to 10 a.m. I'm still a little mystified by the need for a QR code at the bottom. Well, I don't know. What does that take you to?
It has you download the Odyssey app, Nick Hale. What is wrong with you?
Okay.
Come on. Branding.
So corporate had to muddy it up a little bit.
Merchandising.
Thank you, Tony.
There we go.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Burke is going to hand it off to Newman Price. Newman Price will fly it around. Now, Newman, if I recall correctly, because you and I have bumped into each other in my private time and you harassed me and stalked me and ran me down the whole bit, you don't have a truck, though, do you?
I am going to fly this in my neighborhood.
Oh.
And I have some video.
Okay, he's putting his headphones on now. There he goes.
There we go.
Have some video
ideas for this. He's great with the jingles. He does all of our jingles on the voicemail machine, right? All the remixes, all the crazy songs that we play. And now you're just going to trigger your neighbors? Is that what the goal is here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
By the way, do you guys want to hear the newest Newman Price 12 Days of Christmas jingle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
let's do it.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my radio played for me. 12 months live and local, sometimes Penn State Festival, in shows with Don Stensland, sometimes Michael Felka, weekends with Matt Rooney, Sterling every damn night, Jimmy Fela, Rich Cioli, Dom Giordano, Don Show at 10, Cannon Company, all on WPH.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Wow.
Thank you, Newman Price. Give him a roaring round of applause for that. Even though substitutes, occasional fill-ins, get no love from Newman Price.
I know, that's an outrage. You left out Tony Bruno, Newman.
I apologize. You know what, Tony?
Back to the drawing board.
I will get something special for you and Miss Robin.
Well, we'll be in studio Monday there live.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't care if it's the 2 days before Christmas, the 23rd, yep. Christmas Eve.
Yep.
I'll take that as a cue.
A jingle.
I'll take it as a cue, and I will get something done.
Beautiful.
Kind of like the meme I did of Zioli this morning.
Oh, you did a meme?
Oh, yeah.
Is that on Twitter right now?
It's on Twitter.
I have to look it up during the next break.
Newman, what is it? What is your handle?
Shields High, at Shields High. It's actually an old... Opelka term that he used to use on the Blaze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shieldsh.
Yeah, he and Buck Sexton used to sort of end their shows with
Shields High.
Shields High. Testudo.
Yeah, it's funny. I learned about him. I learned about Opelka working with Buck Sexton because I was forced to call into the Opelka show on a Saturday night at 9 o'clock when I was half in the bag.
By the way,
following you. Who knew that?
By the way, Jeremy Burke, can you get on the mic? Did you?
Yes.
You flew the flag, right, this week?
Yes. Okay. You know, it wasn't so great when it was raining like crazy those few days, but it definitely turned a lot of heads, a lot of people looking like, oh, what's that? What's that?
And you were in the what area there?
Limerick, Collegeville area, flying around there.
Okay.
Newman, what, you know, you don't have to give your address, but what area are you going to be flying this flag in?
I'm in the Jenkintown Elkins Park area. Nice. I'm actually two blocks from Cosby.
Okay. Cosby.
From actually, will he be seeing it from his, is he still in the can or is he in a house arrest still?
I have no idea what's going on.
I think he's out.
Him.
Because he was at Greaterford, which I live right near Greaterford.
Oh,
yeah. There you go. Good work.
There hasn't been much activity around his house, though. I think mm-hmm. they're leaving him alone a little bit.
If you put that
what
up
about
on
drinks,
your...
are any did people leaving him like bottles for the holiday? You know, like,
no. I've seen some
nice
pretty
cocktail.
Yeah, there were some pretty bad things that people would toilet paper his.
I'm not encouraging.
Yeah, no.
Bottle, for the holidays. There's nothing wrong with that.
Bill Cosby was released during COVID.
Oh, good. So another great another great thing from COVID.
But Cosby's dead, isn't he?
No!
No!
I thought he passed away 2 years ago, didn't he?
No, he didn't. What is wrong with you?
Oh, hold on a second.
Good night, everybody.
Are you sure?
Can you good night everybody yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to good night myself.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Let's go to the cut sheet. Let's go to anything but me.
We should break, and then we'll come back to the cut sheet.
You're right. Cosby is still alive. He's 87.
Yes, of course he's still alive. We were just talking about it.
I thought he passed away.
No.
He should.
All right, so, Newman, you're going to have the flag this week. I'm going to have to get it from you because I need to give it to Sergeant Mark Fu because we're off next week, so we're going to have to arrange something.
I'll email or something. And
gotcha.
Yeah, we'll do that.
And it'll save me a trip down here. It was like a hellscape on 76 getting in here.
Yeah. Welcome to our world 5 days a week.
No, it's all right.
It's unbelievable.
It's the privilege of flying the Kalen Company flag.
And
you get to see our wonderful digs. What do you think?
I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, when I had a podcast, it was nothing like this.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got a podcast, as they say.
This was an early ooze.
Ooze. Not the secret of the ooze. All right, we'll come back, to the final clips of the day, as well as Phil Omquist today in music history, and what Pat Callahan has on top, a tap for the top of the hour, as he'll be in for Dawn Show. We got like 35 people in here. I'm getting a little claustrophobic, I got to be honest.
It's amazing.
It smells like perfume in here.
We need to take some photos for the handoff, the official handoff.
Yes.
Did we do the official handoff?
We did do it. Right. But we'll
were
do
you
the
listening?
Photos now. No, he's getting ready for the cut sheet.
Yeah.
That's all he cares about.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Today in music history from Phil Omquist in just a moment, but Stocker has one clip to get to before we wind things down.
So I wanted to do this. The WNBA team owner is not happy that Caitlin Clark got the Time magazine cover.
Oh, for the Time Athlete of the Year?
She believes that it should have been the whole WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who that woman is? She's the divorcee of the great guy who started BET.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know.
So her husband ran BET. They got a divorce. She got stuck running the Washington Mystics, a team that couldn't even fill up a small gym, a high school gym.
Yep.
And then when they were playing Caitlin Clark's team, they had to go to the bigger arena in Washington, D.C. so they can draw a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's saying that the whole WNBA not just her.
Roll it, Sean.
Why couldn't they have put the whole WNBA on that cover and said the WNBA is the league of the year because
of
all the talent that we have? Because when you just keep singling out one player, it creates hard feelings.
Oh, for
and
God's
sake. You're starting to hear stories of racism,
racism
within the WNBA, and I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
We have got to operate and become stronger as a league and respect everybody that's playing and their talents.
Wow.
All right, so let me reiterate this for the 17th time on this program. The WNBA... for 30-plus years, has never turned a profit. It has been subsidized by the NBA. Without the NBA's money, it would have went belly up quicker than a bad morning show. Gone. Out of here.
Yeah.
Until Caitlin Clark came along. Sorry, Angel Reese. You're good. You're not Caitlin Clark.
By the way, even with the popularity of Caitlin Clark, they still lost money, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Because 31% of the attendance was games that she played in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The entire dump. Like, ugh. Everybody gets a trophy in this dumb world.
You know, she,
and then, then she sells out and calls herself white privilege.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a league that's predominantly black.
Yep.
I mean, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it is.
So, after again, all the abuse,
if
that
I were
she
her,
took.
I would get out. I would go to Europe somewhere, get paid a lot of money, and watch the WNBA self implode.
Yes.
Next season, that's what I would do.
I would start an OnlyFans channel and make 20 times the salary.
Well, I don't know if that would work. I mean, she's all right, but I mean, I would pay for it.
Yeah, same here.
By the way, guys, you want to bring in Pat Callahan?
Yeah, speaking of former sports guys that do politics now, hello, Pat.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. And lady, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
Great. It's the great Pat Callahan. Come on.
Damn right.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, love Pat.
Thank you very much.
What do you got lined up today, Pat?
I want to talk some Eagles.
Okay.
Eagles win. Yeah. I just think it's funny how a 12, an 11-2 team as a whole bunch of controversy. That shows you how good you are when that becomes a controversy.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about, I want to talk about these drones only from the standpoint of who in the hell is in control of this country. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just, that's really the issue here.
Iran.
Not get answers. Yeah, I guess.
China.
It's a mothership right off of New Jersey.
And then Greg will be thrilled with this. I'm going to spend the top of the 11 o'clock hour explaining to the American public how the hell the U.S. healthcare system works.
Because thank you.
It is. I mean, the whole debate over healthcare is reignited now with the shooting. And it's someone has to look at the Hogwarts-like setup, the maze setup that we've created in healthcare in this country. And you know what it is, guys? Nobody knows what anything costs.
Can I play this real fast? Sean, this is cut 13 here. Bernie Sanders was on, and he said, look, the murder of the CEO is totally unacceptable, but roll it.
Murder to be talking about health care policy.
Look, Elizabeth Warren obviously understands killing and murder and shooting somebody in the back is totally unacceptable.
But
what I think has happened in the last few months is that what you have seen rising up is people's anger at a health insurance industry which denies people the health care that they desperately need while they make billions and billions of dollars in profit.
They can't help themselves.
So, Pat, let me ask you, who hates capitalism more, Bernie or Luigi?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd still go Bernie. Because remember what Bernie just said there, Nick, was that it's not okay to shoot somebody in the back. Apparently, if the guy had turned around for a split second,
in the chest,
everything would have been fine.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
I understand the whole insurance thing. I just found out yesterday that my insurance from last year to this year went up over $1,200 a month.
That's Obamacare, you know? He's the guy that took... Remember,
a month.
The government took away private healthcare when Obamacare came in, the worst insurance ever. The government got into the insurance business, and now it's all garbage.
Yeah.
Same thing with anything else they touch.
I said I wanted to keep my health insurance from last year, and I was paying a great price. And so then all of a sudden I got my bill, and it's over $1,200 more.
Wow.
I'm like, what the? Without notifying me.
It's the only commodity in this country that we willingly engage to buy, and we have no idea what it costs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like walking into a car dealership and saying, yeah, I'll take that Cadillac. I don't know. Never mind the price. Just give it to me.
Yeah.
You know, who would do that?
That's what I did at Piazza. I said, give me the Range Rover. I don't know what it costs. Just tell me later. All right, Pat, we'll talk to you. I look forward to you breaking it all down coming up top of the hour as we wrap up a Monday with Phil Omquist and Today in the Music History.
Today, December 16th, we celebrate the birthdays of Tony Hicks from the Hollies, and Christopher Thorne from Blind Melon. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top and Ludwig von Beethoven in 1770. We also lost Dan Fogelberg in 2007 and Stuart Adamson from Big Country in 2001. Singles include Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix in 66. Also in 2011, an ultra-rare Beatles promotional poster sold at auction for $6,300. In 93, MTV aired Nirvana's Unplugged for the first time. In 91, Chubby Checker filed a lawsuit against McDonald's in Canada, seeking $14 million for its alleged use of an imitation of his voice. In 89, Billy Joel was atop the album chart with Stormfront. In 81, Ray Charles gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 57, Elvis' Christmas album hit number one. And in 69, at Fillmore West in San Francisco, Keith Emerson's band, The Nice, shared a bill with Greg Lake's band, King Crimson. The two later add Carl Palmer to form Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. But lastly, on this day in 2018, Springsteen on Broadway aired on Netflix for the very first time. Ironically, I was at one of those two shows for the special
for free
for Kale and Company.
Yeah, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
The hell with where
wasn't there?
Yeah. Who?
Duval. They weren't there.
You know, we don't even need to do the game of where's Waldo anymore. We just do where's Phil.
Where's Phil? Where's Phil?
Where hasn't the guy been?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Fun show today, guys.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Thank you.
We might fun, guys.
Stay on standby. If Stensland is picked for jury duty, we're going to need you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just let us know.
All right. We'll call you on the bat phone. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Robin.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Stay tuned. Luigi. Jeremy. We got Newman. We got Luigi. We got Mario. We got people in the hallway. We got three producers. Everybody. Jim's walking around. It must be like Christmas time already. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Stay tuned. Pat Callahan, he's got you next for the next 2 hours. Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.